I'm Joan Kyle. I'm with Nutrients for Life Foundation.
Give us a quick overview of Nutrients for Life. You've been at it for a number of years. Just give us an overview of what that program's all about.
Sure. We are a 501c3 educational foundation, and all of our materials reinforce the fact that nutrients, plant nutrients, play a vital role in nourishing plants, in feeding the world, and they contribute to our overall well-being.
I know y'all do a lot with ag in the classroom, but I understand you're retiring soon. You've been a big leader in it. You've really put Nutrients for Life on the map in this region, and you might share with us some of the high points of the career there.
We collaborate with Florida Ag in the Classroom. They and Nutrients for Life put on teacher workshops, and we are all about soils, plant nutrients, and feeding the world. And what we do is try to reach classrooms around the state of Florida, and we talk about the importance of plants and plant nutrients. It's very, very important to our overall existence.
What's been one of the most fun memorable moments or activities that you've had over the years with the program?
Probably the most memorable is the FFA chapters around the state of Florida that participate in our FFA program, and how they have realized that working through our program has allowed them to be so much more cohesive, and they never realized how much work could bring them together in learning about plant nutrients and communicating with communities, which is what our program is about. We use the incredible speaking talents of the FFA chapters to communicate with communities about the importance of plant nutrients and fertilizers.
Of course, your partners in the industry is the funding for the mechanism. You might put a pitch out there for the companies in the industry that keep the program going.
Absolutely. We have both individuals and industry, but without those involved in the plant nutrient industry, those people realize the technology and all the information, and we have transferred it to the classroom through our curriculum. And it's a collaborative effort with agronomists and teachers.
As you retire, what's next for Joan Kyle?
For Joan Kyle, I'll still be working in agriculture. My blood runs agriculture in Florida, and we absolutely love what's going on. This is a grassroots effort. When you start with the periodic table and you talk about things that feed the world, this is a really important vocation for everybody. And we absolutely support what it is that makes our world in Florida and in the USA be so important to Florida farmers.
I understand your replacement's already been chosen. Who are we going to be dealing with in the future?
Yes, we have Amy Guevara. She is out of DeLand, Florida. She is a teacher, and she has been a former FFA state officer. And she's coming to us, and she's going to be carrying on what I've been doing in the state of Florida. We are reaching out to teachers and communities and industry and talking about fertilizer education and those grassroots efforts that bring us all together.
Excellent. Well, best of luck in your future, and we'll be seeing you around the meetings right on, I'm sure.
Thank you so much, Gary. Appreciate that.